Okay, let's dive right in. We're looking at a challenge lots of online businesses face, but it's especially tricky in the luxury market. People adding things to their carts and then just vanishing, or leads going cold.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. I mean, you see stats like 60, even 80% of online shopping carts just get abandoned. That's a massive amount of potential business just gone.
And for luxury brands, it's even more complex, right? You're selling something special, exclusive, sending out a generic, you know, hey, come back, 10% off email.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels wrong for, say, a high-end watch or designer piece.
Exactly. That kind of approach, the sources we looked at argue, doesn't just fail to win back that specific customer. It can actually hurt the brand's image, chip away at that carefully built prestige. Luxury shoppers expect something, well, different.
Right. And that's where this stack of stores material we've been going through gets really interesting. It talks about this unique luxury problem and proposes a new way to think about it, something they're calling luxury conversion engineering.
And it also gets specific, detailing this platform, Skizme, which is apparently designed precisely for luxury e-commerce, aiming to tackle these exact issues.
So that's our mission for this deep dive. Unpack these sources, really understand why the old methods don't cut it for luxury, explore this luxury conversion engineering concept, and see how Skizme supposedly fits into that picture.
Yeah, and there are some pretty interesting, maybe even surprising ideas in here, like why discounts might actually be counterproductive for luxury recovery efforts.
And this idea of AI acting less like a basic bot and more like a personal stylist online, that caught my eye.
Definitely. So let's start with the core challenge. Why is recovering carts and re-engaging leads so fundamentally different for luxury brands?
Well, the sources suggest it really comes down to the customer, their expectations, their reasons for pausing.
Hmm.
That 60-80% abandonment rate happens everywhere, sure.
But for luxury, the why might not just be sticker shock. It could be, you know, needing more info on sizing for a unique garment, questions about authenticity, maybe wondering about gifting options, or just expecting a bit more hand-holding during browsing.
And the usual tools the sources mention, names like Klaviyo, PostScript, they often fall short here.
That's a key point raised in the material. A big limitation seems to be that they typically rely on getting your consent, your opt-in, only when you actually start the checkout process.
So if you bail before you even hit checkout, maybe you're just browsing options.
Yeah.
Comparing these systems might miss you entirely.
Exactly. They can't legally reach out to those high-intent browsers who leave earlier in the funnel. That's a big gap.
And then their typical strategy involves, like we said, urgency messages and discounts. Which leads to that phrase the sources used. What was it? Prestige erosion effect.
Yeah, I thought that was spot on. Every discount offered to recover a sale risks making the brand feel less exclusive, less valuable. Luxury buyers aren't usually chasing deals. They're investing in the quality, the story, the whole experience.
Mm. They want that white glove service, right?
Well,
personal attention, feeling like an insider. It's more relationship focused than just transactional.
And standard e-commerce tools are often built for speed and volume, which just clashes with that whole luxury ethos.
Okay, so this is the gap Skizme is supposedly designed to fill, using AI. The sources mention it's based in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Right. And the fundamental shift, as presented, is moving from that mass market transactional model to something they describe as more like a digital concierge.
And a critical piece of that, according to the sources, is getting consent much earlier. Before checkout.
Precisely. That seems to be highlighted as a really core difference in their approach.
Okay, let's dig into some of these features the sources are calling game changers for luxury, starting with that pre-checkout consent. How does that work?
Well, the material describes it as a two-stage opt-in. The idea is to legally get permission to communicate from visitors earlier on while they're still browsing with high intent.
So before they might abandon.
Yeah. That way, you can potentially engage people that the checkout-only systems would completely miss.
Interesting. So you're potentially talking to a wider group of genuinely interested people, not just those who almost click buy.
That's the idea presented. And then there's a lot of focus on the AI messaging. SMS open rates are known to be incredibly high, like 98%.
Everyone checks their texts.
Right. But the angle here is how Skizme's AI is supposedly designed to look at the store's specific products and craft messages that are really personalized and context aware.
They gave some examples, didn't they? Like not just your cart is waiting, but...
Yeah, things like, Elena, your curated Hermes selection awaits. Complete your purchase with one click. Or... Arturo, your selected Vacheron Constantine timepiece awaits.
Okay, that does feel different. Less automated blast, more like a personal reminder from someone who knows what you liked.
It's aiming for that personal shopper feel. The platform is also described as working on lead reactivation, trying to re-engage those older dormant leads. The sources mention potential re-engagement targets, around 5 to 15% with these tailored campaigns.
And it plugs into Shopify easily. The AI figures out the products quickly.
That's what the sources claim, yes. Seamless integration, rapid analysis.
Now, communication, especially SMS compliance, is huge. TCPA, GDPR, CCPA, the sources seem to really stress Skizmi's built-in compliance.
They do. They highlight that two-stage explicit opt-in and the clear SOP to opt out for text as being central to meeting those regulations. Its position is offering peace of mind for brands.
Which is absolutely vital. Okay, and the pricing model is different too. Performance-based.
Yeah. Instead of a flat monthly subscription, the model described is taking a cut 10% of the revenue they recover from abandoned carts and 50% of the profit they generate from reactivating old leads.
So Skizmi only makes money if the brand makes money from their service. That aligns incentives, doesn't it?
It certainly seems designed to. The sources also detail different plans: bronze, silver, gold, platinum, with setup fees ranging from $0 up to $25,000.
And those tiers offer different levels of features, like more recovery messages or reactivation campaigns.
Correct. And they mentioned platinum is invite-only, aimed at brands with really high revenue or average order values.
Okay, so beyond the specific platform, the sources introduce this bigger idea, luxury conversion engineering. This feels like the philosophy behind it all.
Yeah, it's positioned as something distinct from just standard e-commerce optimization. The core concept seems to be shifting automated customer interactions away from just pushing for a quick sale.
Towards actually building a relationship, managing that customer connection in a way that fits the luxury context.
Exactly. Less buy now and more. How can we help you? How can we build a lasting connection?
And that means rethinking what the AI is doing, not just a sales tool, but maybe like a digital concierge, a brand ambassador or style consultant.
That's the evolution described. And the sources lay out a framework for designing these AI agents based on four pillars.
Okay, let's break those down. What's the first pillar?
Pillar one is concierge level persona. This is about consciously crafting the AI's identity. So no generic bot names. Think sophisticated names. Isabella, Sebastian, Vivienne are examples given.
Right.
And positioning the AI professionally, like a style consultant or personal shopper, developing a specific voice, elegant, consultative, not pushy, and making sure that persona stays consistent to build trust.
Makes sense. It should feel like part of the brand. What's pillar two?
Intelligence-driven product consultation. This is about the AI doing more than just listing features. It needs a deep knowledge base, think brand heritage, craftsmanship details, styling advice, care instructions, maybe exclusive info.
So it can actually consult.
Yeah, offer genuine style advice, like that handbag you liked pairs really well with. Or explain craftsmanship details. This piece has hand-stitched seams. Help with sizing, provide care tips, be genuinely useful, like a knowledgeable person in a boutique.
Okay, that's where the personal stylist idea comes in. It's advising, not just selling. Pillar three.
Relationship-first recovery sequences. This contrasts sharply with the usual quick 10% off approach.
Right.
The luxury sequence, as proposed, is gentler, more engaging, maybe an initial outreach, then a follow-up offering help, perhaps later offering some kind of exclusive access, and then moving into maintaining the relationship. The emphasis is on assistance and value, not pressure.
And that connects to the fourth pillar, doesn't it? Prestige-preserving value propositions.
Absolutely. If you're avoiding discounts because they erode prestige, what do you offer? The sources suggest things like early access to new collections, maybe personalized styling sessions, premium experiences like virtual appointments, VIP treatment, or valuable content about the brand's story or craft.
So value that enhances the brand rather than cheapens it.
Exactly.
The sources also touch on the technical side, optimizing the AI setup for luxury.
Just briefly, yeah. Things like refining its understanding of the luxury sector, emphasizing heritage in how it talks about products, maybe framing popular items as signature pieces instead of just bestsellers. It's about the language.
And crucially, this leads to rethinking how you even measure success. The KPIs change for luxury conversion engineering.
That's a big point. They contrast traditional metrics like raw recovery rate or speed of conversion with suggested luxury KPIs.
Such as?
Things like a relationship engagement score, tracking brand perception maintenance, maybe through sentiment analysis, looking at the impact on customer lifetime value, the repeat engagement rate, and even referral generation. It's a shift from short-term transactions to long-term relationship value.
And they do offer some potential benchmarks for this approach.
They do mention target ranges, like a 12-22% recovery rate, emphasizing quality over quantity there, maintaining or increasing average order value, and aiming for significantly higher customer satisfaction and repeat business.
Okay, but this is where that disclaimer comes in, which feels important to highlight.
Very important. The sources are explicit. All these results, the benchmarks, the projections, they are hypothetical at this stage.
Meaning
there are no public case studies presented in this material that specifically validate these numbers for Skuzme itself. They're projections based on wider industry data and the logic of the proposed model.
Got it. So for you, the listener, it's crucial to understand these are presented as potential outcomes, illustrating the goal of the system, but not yet proven results from specific Skuzme clients in these sources.
Precisely. It's the why and the what could be, pending real-world validation in the form of case studies.
Okay, that context is key. So with that in mind, how do the sources position Skuzme against other options a luxury brand might explore?
Well, they argue that the mass market tools, Klaviyo, Attentive, Liver Recover, etc., are just fundamentally mismatched. They're built for volume, speed, discounts. They're generic style risks that prestige erosion.
They don't speak the language of luxury.
Yeah.
What about the big enterprise platforms like Salesforce or Adobe?
Powerful, yes, but presented as overkill, very expensive, and slow to implement for this specific need. Cart recovery is a small feature for them, apparently needing huge setup, cost the sources toss out figures like $200K plus in many months, and they still might lack that specialized luxury AI and the crucial pre-checkout capability.
And building it yourself, custom development.
Frame as the riskiest and most expensive path. We're talking potential development costs of $300K and $500K, plus hefty ongoing maintenance, maybe $100K plus a year, and long development times like 12, 18 months. It's a massive gamble.
So the conclusion drawn in the sources is that Skuzme sits in a sweet spot, purpose-built for luxury DTC, with those specific advantages like the early consent, the tailored AI, the built-in compliance.
Yeah, and they circle back to that performance-based pricing as a major advantage, arguing it aligns goals and reduces the upfront financial risk compared to the other routes.
Now, there's another piece that sounded really interesting, the post-purchase side. The Skuzme White Glove Loyalty Engine, a post-purchase concierge.
Yes, this shifts the focus from just getting the sale to nurturing the customer after they buy. The aim is to turn that one-time buyer into a loyal client through personalized, AI-driven follow-up.
How does that work in practice?
The AI uses data from their browsing and purchase thanks them by name, references the specific item they bought, and maybe suggests complimentary items they looked at but didn't buy.
Like the example they gave, if you bought a handbag, it might suggest the scarf you were also viewing.
Exactly. It tries to mimic what a really attentive sales associate or personal shopper might do.
That feels very luxury, very high touch.
That's the goal. The sources claim it boosts brand perception, drives customer lifetime value with relevant upsells, offers personalization at scale because the AI handles it, and creates a competitive edge through that consistent, sophisticated persona carrying through post-purchase.
And this feature is available on the paid plans, Silver, Gold, Platinum.
Yeah, scaling up from a single message on Silver to a more involved sequence on Gold and a full VIP approach on Platinum, according to the descriptions.
Okay, so if we pull all this together, the core argument running through these sources is pretty stark. For luxury brands, using standard cart recovery tools is not just ineffective, it's potentially damaging.
Right. It risks the brand's equity, the customer relationship. Luxury conversion engineering is presented as the alternative, a strategy focused on building relationships, maintaining brand integrity, and delivering a superior experience while still recovering revenue.
The source is almost painted as a three-way choice for luxury brands. Risk your brand with mass market tools, sink huge resources into custom builds, or
adopt a solution designed specifically for their needs. And Skuzme is clearly positioned in this material as that third, supposedly more strategic option, given its features, pricing model, and luxury focus.
So we've covered a lot, the unique luxury challenge, the shortcomings of traditional approaches, this whole concept of luxury conversion engineering, and how Skuzme aims to embody that with AI, pre-checkout consent, personalized messaging, compliance, and even post-purchase care.
and we looked at how the sources compared against other market options, while also noting that crucial point about the performance claims being projections at this stage.
It definitely leaves you thinking, especially about industries built on relationships and perceived value, like luxury. If AI can evolve into this digital concierge or brand ambassador role.
Yeah, it really opens up the question, doesn't it? Where else in the luxury customer journey could this kind of AI-driven, relationship-focused approach be applied effectively, beyond just recovery and follow-up?
Exactly. How might this change our whole concept of automation in fields that have always been so high-touch, so human-centric? It's fascinating to consider what the future of customer experience might look like, not just in luxury, but potentially elsewhere too.